Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Don't forget to come out and see me tomorrow for a 360 vodka happy hour. I'm looking forward to it. New place. It'll be my first time there at Streetcar Grill and Tavern just off of 16th and Main. That'll be from 4 until 6, getting you ready for kickoff.
A little pre-party.
360 Vodka Happy Hour downtown.
Get yourself a libation.
Streetcar Grill and Tavern.
Well, Thursday night football pre-party.
And then hopefully Friday when I'm at Kansas City Credit Union from 11 until 1, we'll be happy because the Chiefs won and there's a taco truck there for Customer Appreciation Day. And on Friday night, I'll be ring announcing at Memorial Hall for Brawl in the Hall and Kenzie Morrison. Then Saturday from 7 until 10, I'll be at the Edge of Hell Haunted House down in the West Bottoms. Right now, we're going to talk a little high school football and do a temperature check on Deion Clisso, also a Mizzou fan. And Deion, how we feeling this week? They're ranked number 22 and have won 5 in a row.
I'm feeling pretty good. My wife is thoroughly disgusted with her Iowa Hawkeyes, and they're ranked 23rd. So she's kind of the queen of the disgust level this week. And
tough household.
Yeah,
there.
The bar is high at the Clisso household.
When I'm mad and yelling at the TV, she says that's ridiculous. But you ought to see her in the last 2 minutes of the Creighton basketball game, or because she went to Creighton, or an Iowa football game where she grew up for part of her life while her dad was doing his residency at the University of Iowa. But she's as emotional about it as I am. But I've come to the realization with Missouri football that the ruling is going to come down, and it's going to go one of two ways. They're going to rule that we're ineligible for the postseason and we're going to run the table, or they're going to rule that we're eligible for the postseason and we're going to lose to Vanderbilt and Kentucky and then beat, like, Florida and Georgia.
Yeah,
and so it won't really matter.
They lose to Vanderbilt.
I hope not.
But if they run the table, I'd just be absolutely tickled at that.
We would be like Auburn back in the day when they went undefeated when they're on probation. And, I've been watching the history of the SEC on the SEC Network, the little 9-part series they've been doing. So if you want to quiz me on that, too, I can.
Was that the Cadillac Williams-led Auburn Tigers?
Yeah, so that was Terry Bowden's first year. He went 11-0. Ran Pat Dye out and went 11-0.
Well, let's talk some high school football. That should make everyone happy. I hope.
It's the autumnal season.
There we are.
That's right, Deion. You know.
There it is.
Actually, I texted Jake and said, I know the word. I don't use the word. But the real thing is, you guys missed the mark. You know, when I think autumn or fall, as I like to say, I think chili, not butternut squash and couscous.
You know what? I made chili last week, so you got to change it up a little bit,
I
man.
I think that's a good point.
You got to diversify your stuff.
We glossed right over the butternut squash.
No, the text line did not. He took a beating for that one more than the autumnal.
So right. I take a beating for being a tremendous cook. You guys would find it delicious. Squash is very good.
I do
and
like
it's
squash.
Very autumnal.
I do like squash. I'm not a butternut squash or a spaghetti squash person. My wife loves spaghetti squash.
I do like spaghetti squash.
Got one from the pumpkin patch in Blue Springs on Sunday.
I'm going to bring you guys each a bowl of my my butternut squash stew from yesterday, and you'll love it.
It sounds healthy. I'd try it.
I'm a man of the people. This time of year, I like tamales, and we could just leave it at that.
I like tamales.
With no pumpkin.
Tamales are delicious.
Let's go on the Missouri side and start with the running back from Ray Peck.
Yeah, Gabe Sanklin is really in the last few weeks as they've played. I mean, they're playing well. I mean, they've only got the two losses to Park Hill and the Rockers. But they have really got things going, and he has just been outstanding for them. He's kind of climbing up the leaderboard and rushing, and he's up to 900 yards in 7 games. And along with Luke Grimm, their outstanding receivers, really what makes that offense go. And they've got at least something north this week. And Ray Peck, this is the best season they've had in a long time and probably one of the best seasons they've had since they've been in Class 6. So good to see Ray Peck. And, I mean, there's a lot of teams that have a lot of good seasons in Class 6. Henry Fix is definitely one of those teams you got to keep an eye out for as the season goes on.
All right, let's get into some other games that are on the schedule on the Missouri side that you have highlighted. What about Liberty North at Lee Summit?
Well, Lee Summit's the team has been playing really well. They knocked off Lee Summit North last week, and this is a spot for them to kind of see if they can take a step up and, you know, play with a Liberty North or beat a Liberty North. And Liberty North has just done everything you can ask of them. They were tied with Blue Springs last week and just kind of blew them out. Not really blew them out, but, you know, took care of the game in the second half. And they're undefeated. They're ranked tied for third in the state. I think they're, you know, they're easily the number one Class 6 team on the Missouri side in the Metro. If not one of, you know, you can make the argument maybe they're the second best team in the state. You know, you'll see CBC come in and play Rockers this week. They're ranked two. But this is a game that's got Darius Pearsall, the quarterback from Lee Summit, over 1,600 yards passing, and he's really been big for them the last few weeks. Jake Van Dyne, the quarterback from Liberty North, we've talked about him several times, and, you know, he just doesn't make mistakes. Only one interception going with 12 touchdowns on the season. He's got 1,300 yards. So just a really good matchup of teams in that Suburban Red Conference, and it's a positioning game. I mean, Liberty North's pretty well locked in for them, but Lee Summit could still move up in the districts as the season goes on.
Park Hill at Staley.
This is kind of the big game week on both sides of the state line. Big-time programs playing each other. Staley they recovered last week from their two-game losing streak. They played a not very good St. Joe Central team and blew them out. They're still kind of, you know, not as crisp, I think, is the word I would use, as teams in the past. And that's tough on kids because you get compared to the guys who were before you, and a lot of those teams are state champions or state champion caliber teams. This is not maybe that Staley team this year, and they're a little bit more mistake-prone. Park Hill got a scare from Blue Springs South last week. We're trailing in that game and had to come back and win 21-20. Their defense is outstanding. Their offense can be challenged at times. When their offense plays well, they win. But this is going to be an interesting game because the defense of Staley has had good weeks, but then they've had some bad ones too. So it's going to be a fun one at Staley.
And then finally on the Missouri side, CBC at Rockhurst.
Looking like it's going to be the last game that Tony Severino, barring a run in the playoffs, will coach at the Dosta Stadium there on the Rockhurst campus. And it's, you know, CBC is only got the one loss to DeSmet earlier this year, the ranked number two. Rockhurst is starting to get healthy, and we're going to see how healthy they are this week. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of emotion. There's a big ceremony at 6 o'clock. I would assume there's going to be a lot of former players at this game. And this is kind of their home send-off for Coach Severino. And sure to be emotional, and I'm assuming that the Rockhurst kids will come to play, and it could be a pretty good football game.
So let's move over to the Kansas side, and let's talk about Bonner Springs running back and linebacker Bryce Crone.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, he does a little bit of everything for them. You know, he's got 1,200 yards on the season. He's one of their mainstays in the middle of their defense as well. You know, they're having a nice season. They're 4-2. They've run roughshod over the teams that they should beat, like Ottawa and Baldwin last week. They got Leavenworth this week. They should do pretty well in that game. They played Tong and Oxy Tough, who's undefeated. They played Paola, you know, tough. They scored 21 points on Paola, and not too many teams did that. Those are their two losses. They have two losses to two undefeated teams. They close out with Leavenworth and Piper. They've got a good chance to go 6-2. Crone he had 300 yards against Baldwin last week and on about 18 carries. Big physical kid. I mean, you'd think that. It's the linebacker running the ball. That's what he is, and he really keys that team.
All right, let's look into a couple of the games. How about Lawrence High at Olathe North, two of the traditional powers from the old days in Kansas?
Yes, and two of the powers right now. It's like it's in the 1990s again. Lawrence is undefeated. Olathe North has one loss, and that's the team from Colorado that was ranked number one, Columbine. They both come in with outstanding tailbacks. Arlen Bruce, the fourth, got about 1,200 yards rushing. Devin Neal's about 900 for Lawrence. Olathe North got into a weird track made of a game last week with Shawnee Mission East, who's, I'm going to say, kind of average team. It was 42-42 at halftime. And then they won 77-49. Bruce had five touchdowns and 300 yards in that game. So they're going to need to shore up their defense because Lawrence is much better and hammered Shawnee Mission East when they played them. So the Olathe North's going to have to play a lot better defense. The big thing here is Lawrence's defensive front is very big and physical. Even though they're young, they're mostly sophomores and juniors. Olathe North's offensive line is not huge, but they do a great job with their schemes and getting the ball to Bruce and what they want to do. That's where the test is going to be if Lawrence's defense can really shut down that running game of Olathe North. And Olathe North is actually pretty good at throwing the ball, too, when they want to. So that's going to be a huge test. It's one of many great games this week on the Kansas side.
Yeah, and one of those other great games is a battle of Catholic schools. One school that Jake Gutierrez shunned and another school that he went to and is in the Hall of Fame, Aquinas at Miege. This is the 8-10 game of the week. And if Aquinas wins, how angrily will Randy Dreiling yell at his own players if they celebrate?
Well, you know, as long as they don't dump a bucket on him, I think he's probably fine. You know, I think they've learned their lesson on that. But, you know, he's a fiery guy. And that program is molded over his image, and they're tough and physical. You know, Miege had won 5 in a row going into last year in the Holy War. Aquinas got him. And, you know, we know how dominant Aquinas was last year winning that state championship. This year, I think Aquinas is still very good. I think the league is better. That's why you're seeing them win by, you know, 7 points here, 14 points there, instead of 35 and 40 like they did last year. Both these teams are playing well. Both are coming off of good wins. It's going to be really a test of if Miege's offense can keep going and churn out the yards. They've really been they're so balanced. Bryson Cobbins is a great tailback, and then they've got great receivers in Daniel Jackson and Tim Dorsey's their quarterback. They can beat you many ways. And so can Aquinas. It's going to be a great matchup of styles and just a fantastic game.
All right, Dion, tell people how they can keep track of all the action, please.
Yeah, just go to PrepsKC.com on your phone, your tablet, your computer. Also, we got the PrepsKC app, and we'll have live stats from about 20 to 30 games on Friday night. Of course, live scoreboard from almost 70 games from teams all across the metro, and video highlights, everything you want. We've got it all right there at PrepsKC.com.
That's Dion Cluso. Dion, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a good one.
All right, we'll be right back after this to wrap things up on Sports Radio 810 WHB.